This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll get to the Astros here in a second. There's a lot of you texting in still. What a great text topic. Movies that your teacher showed you in class just to kind of kill time if they were hungover back in the day.
Yeah, and this, what were the more risque ones?
Yeah.
Because I remember during the break, the one that we watched was Romeo and Juliet. And that version of Romeo and Juliet, there was brief nudity. I remember
brief nippage. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We felt as high school students, you really felt like you were getting away with something.
Oh yeah, maybe some bare butt. Yeah.
Yeah. You also feel like, well, this is what mature adults would do.
This is Shakespearean. It's art.
Yes,
it's art.
Yes.
The genesis of this was our former digital guru here, Garrett Heinrich, was listening to the show. I gave Seth a lot of leeway in a guess at a Pender poll earlier. He was within 9%, so I gave him a ding. And I said, well, I'm just in a good mood. It's a Friday. I'm an easy teacher. I'm an easy grader. Garrett took it further and said I was the teacher who would just show movies on Friday because I went out on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And while true, it does hurt to hear. But Seth said, hey, send in your movies that teachers played for you where they were clearly just like killing time.
Yeah. Some of you were clearly lying when you said that you watched Porky's in high school.
Which is funny. I don't mind those. Yeah. Send those bits, but it's not wrong answers only. I do want some actual ones.
There's some that we weren't quite sure if they were lying or not. Like an economics teacher showed Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Which does make sense. It does make sense to show that.
Okay, but yet we have someone here contesting that particular movie saying no way they showed Wolf of Wall Street, too much nudity, naked Margot Robbie, and drug use. Not that it's a bad thing, the texter says.
Yeah, you could see why they would show it, except there's no way just because.
You could see why not.
Is that a long one? Is that like a three-hour movie?
It might be, yeah.
Yeah, you can only get away with showing movies for so many consecutive days in class.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, yeah, there's way more scandalous stuff in there. It's not just like one little scene that the teacher could explain to the school board. It's the whole damn thing.
Now, this is an interesting one. I had an economics teacher in high school that we got to watch Wall Street at the end of the school year. Not Wolf of Wall Street. But Wall Street, the original Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen movie took place in like 1987. I would submit, especially the older we get, where the decades you and I grew up in are probably actually part of history books now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a perfect movie. If you're in a history class where you're on a unit about the 80s, that is the quintessential 80s movie, in my opinion. I don't mean 80s movie like cheeseball stuff like Revenge of the Nerds and 16 Candles. I mean like a time capsule of what the mid-late 80s was like.
Well, just the greed is good speech alone.
Yes.
That's a good entry into a long discussion about free markets and competitive destruction and all that stuff. So yeah, I don't think Wall Street had any like extremely scandalous scenes in it, right? It
was
more about the financial crimes more so than
anything
else.
Crimes. I mean, the financial crimes. I can't remember if there was drug use in the movie or not. There was certainly drug use in the 80s. I can tell you that.
There was
no nudity in Wall
Street.
Is that
what my dad was doing?
There was no nudity. The only person that would have gotten naked in that movie would have been Daryl Hannah. And I don't think she got naked in that movie, if I remember correctly.
Is she dead now?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Who died with John F. Kennedy Jr.? Who was that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll look it up during there. Someone will text in, I'm sure. And text in the right answer, please, okay? No wrong answers of who died in the plane crash with John F. Kennedy Jr. I'm excited to get down to West Palm Beach next week to see the Astros. MLB.com had an article, one prospect to watch for each MLB team. I'm like, oh, I'm clicking this. So I know which one Seth and I can walk over to with our fedoras and our notepads and our radar guns and act like scouts. Who was in the plane? I can tell you're about to. Did you just look it up?
I was going to hold on to it until an appropriate moment. Carolyn Bessette.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So one MLB prospect for each team. And MLB.com says for the Astros, it's Jacob Melton, the outfielder. Former, I believe, second-round pick. Did some good things at Sugar Land last year. Hits for power. You know, he's got all the tools, things like that. However, right now, at least as of a couple days ago, according to Joe Espada, no Jacob Melton right now.
Jacob actually has been, you know, for the last 2 days, kind of a mild little soreness on his lower half, like his back. So we want to make sure that we get him 100% before we send him out there on the field. You know, he's moving around, he's doing some stuff in the weight room, but, you know, we don't want him just to go out there and start going, you know, 100%. We just want to make sure that we can get the back 100% before we send him on games and stuff.
I'm very anxious to see him, Seth, just because of the condition of the outfield right now.
Right.
The depth chart-wise. Like there should be nothing off the table for the outfield for the Astros right now.
Right, yeah, and it's second base. I mean, Luis Guillorme and Zach Short, and there's multiple guys on minor league deals competing for that, along with Dubon to play second base. Altuve's been, for the things that the public can see and the writers can see, he's been exclusively left field.
Yeah.
And Espada says that he's doing work at second base elsewhere, you know, before and after, whatever. But they're giving him every opportunity to get comfortable out
there. Your idea of us watching the games, like, actually out amongst the people, I think I like that. I think that's getting closer, like, visually to some of the things that we're out there to watch. You know what
I mean? No, and 100%, based on our Super Bowl experience, the company really likes the social media side of it,
too. Yeah.
And so just actually getting out and showing, you know, our experience being Astros fans, not wannabe sports writers up in a press box. I think it's more important that we get out. We just get out and have the fans.
Here's Sean eating a hot dog in the press box. Here's Seth eating a hot dog in the press box.
I feel like if we don't gain 15 pounds this next week, then we haven't done our job.
Oh,
properly.
Like out amongst the people. Yeah. Bryce Matthews is a name I would throw in there too in your second base potpourri. Yeah. That's a big one. I mean, you know, Bryce Matthews, he did some good things at the minor league level. The big thing with him is hitting off speed pitching. Which last I checked, you need to do if you're going to stick in the major leagues. He strikes out a lot, but I'm very anxious to see him. Anxious to see Cam Smith, who looks like a Greek god in all the pictures that I see of him. Man, he's chiseled.
They were really excited about him in Chicago, and a lot of people were skeptical that the Chicago would let him go. So I think, just as it is with Bryce Matthews, though, I don't want to get too far. We've gone from this position where we used to worry about whether, you know, what are we going to do with all these minor leaguers that should be in the majors now, to where now, like last season especially, guys are showing up way ahead of schedule.
Well,
and I'm trying not to get too eager about any of the young guys.
And it's a GM who's not afraid to bring guys up. Like Dana Brown, like, he's steeped in the scouting and the minor league stuff and finding young players. So he's open about that. Like, he is not afraid to call guys up. And they did it last year. To your point, they did it out of necessity last year. Like, when DiCenzo is up there playing, and he's in the mix too, you know.
But if you're a guy, there is something to, like, okay, you know, let him see, get a taste of it. It's kind of, you know, like when all of a sudden you get elevated up to a higher level in a video game. All right, you react to it a little bit differently. It starts prepping you for it.
Yep.
So I just don't want to depend on them psychologically right now.
This is going to be, for you and I going to this thing, you know, we didn't go last year to spring training. We went 2 years ago. So we went in 2023, which was, that was the spring training coming off of the second World Series championship.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Baker is the manager, not Joe Espada. The big thing that we were watching there was Jose Abreu, big new shiny toy that you just invested money in. This is going to feel like, for you and I, this is going to feel like a much bigger gap than 2 years between spring trainings that we've gone to.
Right, yeah.
It's a very, very different baseball team.
One of the heated discussions that offseason was Chaz McCormick or Jake Myers.
Yeah.
And here we are 2 years later, and I'm like, hey!
Both!
How about both?
How about both?
Well, they much worse versions than what we were thinking
that's the time. Funny thing. That's a funny thing. Like, here we are 2 years later. How about both? Well, wow. So they both must have just been succeeding off of the charts. No. No, Chaz had his worst season last year.
Yeah, okay. The other big story 2 years ago when we were there was that the pitch clock was being implemented. Mm. So we got to see the pitch clock for the first time.
That's
which
right.
Was fun.
Dude, this
and
is
this time around, we're going to we might see the automated strike zone the first time around.
Yep. Yep.
Only doing it in select games, and I haven't looked into which if any of the ones were.
Is there a way to find out? There's got to be a way to find out which games.
Yeah, Spillane.
Oh, yeah, Spillane. Yeah, that is the way to find out. Spillane. No. And by the way, we should mention, I keep talking like it's just you and I going there. Spillane is going with us too, and Adam does an excellent job when he's on site covering the team. He got an interview with Dana Brown a couple years ago when we were there, like a sit down with him.
He learns us up good too. Yeah.
Adam does a great job. So I got to make sure I'm mentioning that too, that Spillane's coming with us. He'll jump on with us on our show. We're going to jump on all the other shows here on the station. So you're going to get an immersive experience next week.
And now because we're doing the show on YouTube also and Twitch, so now we'll do it from the Airbnb.
Right.
But this time you guys get to actually kind of enter into the Airbnb with us.
Yeah, man. Immersive. Absolutely.
And everything that's going on, you know?
Everything.
The various people coming in and out, you know, man. Like, what is that bag that somebody delivered to Sean? What the hell is that?
What's going on? What is that Ziploc bag? So, it's going to be different. Like, just the vibe, like that was a defending World Series champion that made big moves in the offseason that we were covering 2 years ago. This is a team that's kind of coming in like licking its wounds a little bit. Like they got swept by the Tigers in the postseason, and they're viewed by baseball as a lesser version of themselves than they were. They were not viewed that way 2 years ago. I think people thought, like Verlander was leaving, but you had plenty of pitching, and now you're adding Jose Abreu at first base. Wow, like this is really that's a window opener, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you another thing that was going on in 2023 was just like this time around, the NFL Combine was in gear. And in 2023, we were wondering about Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
We were.
And yeah.
Okay.
Who would be the CJ Stroud? I can remember the first time I heard ball placement specialist, I believe, was in CJ Stroud's combine interview.
Yep.
And I remember being very excited about that, both from a prospect perspective, but also I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant self-promotion. Whoever told him to start calling himself a ball placement specialist, that was brilliant.
Yes. The one thing I remember from that, from the combine, from when you and I were in West Palm Beach, it's really weird. Sometimes there's certain topics, and I can remember like where I was sitting when we talked about these things. Like in my mind, I'm able to take, it's like a snapshot, and I'm able to take myself back. And I remember sitting at that kitchen table that we had in the Airbnb in West Palm Beach, and it was after C.J. Stroud had done his session with the media, which was that was absolutely one we had circled among all the guys there to watch.
Yeah.
And he had made the comment, he was asked about guys that he looked up to as a quarterback.
That's
and he
right.
said Joe Burrow and Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that was nice. That gave us some stuff to sink our teeth into.
Mulligetta was on his management team and all that. Because he had the one agent for, he has the one agent for actually
for marketing
and then another for negotiating his deals.
Yeah, Brian Burney is the marketing guy and Mulligetta is the contract guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no, but CJ's actual management team, his agency team was split up between, anyway.
His NIL stuff was with somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But boy, when he mentioned Deshaun Watson, boy, that got some people cooking back here. They aren't taking him. He looks up to Deshaun Watson.
What do you remember about where you were sitting? Was there something special about the
configuration? No. My brain works in weird ways. Like when I hear certain sound bites, I remember where I was driving when I heard certain things.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that before. I just thought maybe like in particular, because obviously we were sitting at that table in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just off in the dinette area.
Yes.
At our Airbnb.
No,
I thought
just,
maybe I was a...
No,
yeah.
Anytime that topic would get brought up, I would be... in my mind, I'm sitting at that dining room table. You know what I mean?
Like it's, yeah.
Yeah. So, and by the way, we should mention Combine next week. Tuesday for D'Amico, 12:15. Wednesday for Nick Caserio, 12:15 also, which is 1:15 West Palm Beach time, Seth. So you and I will be sitting out there in the outfield with our radar guns and our fedoras and our notebooks scouting these Astros and our iPhones out watching the press conferences of Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan.
Oh, yeah. I got to have some of our high school baseball coach listeners or dads tell me about the last time they sent me a bunch of the iPhone apps you can use for pitch speed and everything.
No, we're going old school. Big gun. The big radar gun.
I don't want a big
text.
I don't want to pay for a big gun.
What do Seth
pay for an app?
What do Seth and I need to bring or wear to make us look like old timey baseball scouts at the at West Palm
we
Beach.
We need to look like some of these South Floridians that we see at spring training, which is I need to be wearing Bermuda shorts.
Socks
and
pulled up.
Yeah,
you already do the socks pulled up.
I do the socks pulled up. It's more comfortable for me.
Yeah,
I feel like it helps my circulation. I'm gonna wear. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and wear the hose. I'm gonna wear those circulation hoses.
Who did I see that I texted you? Oh, it was either Martellus Bennett or Michael Bennett. I can't remember which one. Who was working out in my building.
Yeah.
On the machine, on the treadmill in front of me, and they had their socks pulled up like you, and I snapped a picture, and I'm like, vindication. Yeah.
That's what the kids do these days.
That's right, man.
I don't care about middle-aged men making fun of me for my socks pulled up. I don't want the high school kids making fun of me for wearing my no-shows.
Sammy, socks pulled up. Sammy is a
it's a big shock. It's a big shock to a lot of guys our age when they realize, like, no, the no-show socks are actually way out now.
Yeah.
Not that I care. I just, but don't be trying to act like you're a fashionista and criticize my sock choice.
Yeah.
When you're dead wrong. Don't pretend you're a fashionista. The worst kind of fashionista, which is an athletic gear fashionista, and you're dead wrong on it.
The text is just a flood of old movies and Toradol takes right now. Good job, Seth.
What's the best Toradol take? Are they offering it?
No, it's there's people weighing in with what the negative effects of Toradol are.
Oh no, they're very careful about it in the NFL. Yeah. You get it once a week, and it's an injection, not a pill.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
They'll lay off anybody trying to scare me about Toradol. Just it's not like a street drug that your kids are going to get into. Okay,
that's what it sounds like.
Are they worried that I was like going to be like, oh, I'm going to turn some kid into a Toradol junkie?
I don't know. Probably. Why else would you bring it up?
Get over yourself, you clowns.
All right.
Meanwhile, they've got open bottles of turpentine in their pantry. Gotta watch out for the Toradol. The Toradol pushers are out. I know. Who's that? Oh, call the cops. I don't know who that person is walking down the street. They probably got Toradol. Yeah.
NFL expert makes a big suggestion to your Houston Texans as to who they should go get. Do we agree with this? We will have that for you coming up next.